You're listening to SBS News.
The chief clinical officer at one of Michigan's largest health systems says the number of new COVID-19 cases is staggering. Dr. Adnan Munkara, executive vice president of the Henry Ford Health System, spoke to reporters on Wednesday.
The number of deaths is sobering. We are starting to see numbers. We were before looking at numbers that were in the few hundreds, and just one death related to COVID is by itself a tragedy. But imagine losing 2,200 people to COVID within a matter of 24 hours around our nation.
The coronavirus is surging across Michigan, making it tougher for hospitals to manage by transferring patients or bringing on staff from elsewhere. Hospital executives and public health experts are asking residents to wear masks, socially distance, limit gatherings, and wash their hands, as 1 in 4 COVID-19 patients admitted are ending up in intensive care.
The number of deaths is sobering. We are starting to see numbers. We were before looking at numbers that were in the few hundreds, and just one death related to COVID is by itself a tragedy. But imagine losing 2,200 people to COVID within a matter of 24 hours around our nation.
In the U.S., COVID-19 has infected 12.7 million people and has claimed the lives of 261,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. In Singapore, researchers have taken the infection-curbing role of masks one step further by using them as tools to monitor the wearer's health and check for COVID-19 indicators. Scientists have developed a technology to turn any mask into a smart mask that can track the wearer's vital signs like heart rate and body temperature in real time. Chip-like sensors attached to the mask can pick up skin temperature, blood oxygen saturation, blood pressure and heart rate of the wearer, parameters which are associated with COVID-19. Professor Lo Xian Jun of the Institute of Materials Research and Engineering, Agency for Science, Technology and Research, explains.
It has an inbuilt LED device that allows you to shine light through the skin and onto the capillaries. So for example, when the blood pressure is high, we can expect that the blood capillaries to be expanded. And the change in the size can be measured by the LED.
The scientists behind this technology say that if patients use these smart masks, it will spare nurses from going bed to bed and dragging along big and bulky medical equipment from room to room to monitor patients, reducing repeated exposure and helping to protect healthcare workers. Turkey has recorded almost 29,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours, Health Minister Fahrettin Koca said on Wednesday, the first time since July that Ankara has included asymptomatic cases in the total. The total was by far the highest reported by the government since the outbreak began. The previous daily high, which only included symptomatic cases, was 7,300 recorded on Tuesday. Ankara had only been reporting symptomatic cases since the summer, which critics said masked the true scale of the outbreak. Health Ministry data on Wednesday showed 168 people had died due to COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, the most since the beginning of the outbreak, raising the death toll to almost 13,000. Several months ago, Chile was the site of one of the world's fiercest coronavirus outbreaks, but as cases of COVID-19 have steadily declined, officials have begun to discuss something new. Good news. Chile was among the worst-hit nations by COVID-19 in July, ranking only behind Qatar globally for cases per head of the population. But over the last 2 months, case and fatality rates have declined steadily, and the country has gradually eased lockdowns with restaurants and bars opening with limited capacity, office workers returning, and some schools reopening. Nonetheless, some experts say the country is ill-placed to monitor coronavirus infections and tracing cases as lockdowns ease. Chilean physician Dr. Juan Carlos explains.
Chile's tracing is even worse than England's. In cities like Santiago, 2 contacts per sick person are found. So, today we have control over the pandemic, which was achieved based on the efforts of the quarantine, and we somewhat improved the tracing, but tracing must be tailored, so we have to improve there, because it's the only way to prevent a new outbreak.
Chile has a deal to buy 10 million doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine and also to purchase 14.4 million doses from AstraZeneca and 60 million over 3 years from Sinovac. Both Sinovac and AstraZeneca are testing COVID-19 vaccines in Chile, which has also signed up for 7.6 million doses through the global vaccine distribution scheme COVAX. As of Tuesday, Chile's health ministry reported over 540,000 cases of the virus and over 15,000 fatalities. The European Executive presented on Wednesday a new strategy which Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides said would facilitate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of pharmaceutical products in the 27-member bloc. The move is meant to tackle the chronic shortages of medicines that have dogged the bloc for years and have become more serious since the COVID-19 pandemic and its associated trade disruptions and drug export bans. European Commission Vice President Margaritas Skinas said the new proposals would help boost the competitiveness and the innovation potential of the European pharmaceutical sector and address the need for Europe to build open strategic autonomy.
These proposals would allow us to boost the competitiveness and the innovation potential of one of our very strong industrial arms, the European pharmaceutical sector. And finally, our proposal addresses one of the key lessons learned from the pandemic, probably the lesson of the pandemic, which is the need for Europe to build open strategic autonomy. We need to be able to rely on ourselves, not on others.
Since the pandemic began in 2019, 60.2 million people have been infected worldwide and 1.41 million have died. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.